A couple of weeks ago, we had what, in my recollection, is a pretty rare occurrence that it was cloudy for many consecutive nights, and the last possible time to recite Kaddish Levana happened to be on Friday night 2 weeks ago, and then the Levana was visible on Friday night. So that was the first time in my recollection that I ever recited Kiddush Levana on Friday night, which is something we generally don't do. So I thought tonight we'd discuss a little bit why that's the case, why Minhag is not to recite Kiddush Levana L'chachila on Friday night, which it's pretty unclear exactly what the origin or reason for this practice is, but let's try to talk about it and see what we come up with. So the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, apropos to this week's Sedra, Amar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kolam Bevarech Ala Chodesh Bismana, whoever recites Kiddush Levana in the appropriate time, Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina, it's as if he is welcoming the Shechina. K'siv Hacha Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, so the Pasuk in this week's Sedra Parshas Bo, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, V'k'siv Hasam Zeh Keli Van Veyu. So the Gemara compares the lashon of Zeh in the context of Kiddush HaChodesh, the lashon of Zeh Keli Van Veyu. And the Gemara tells us, we learn from there, that reciting Kiddush Levana is equivalent to being Mekabel Pnei Hashkina. The Mechaber writes in Siman Tav Kav Vav Seif Beis, or Chaim Tav Kav Vav Seif Beis, Ein Mevarchen Al Yareach Ela B'motzei Shabbos, Kishehu Mevusam Begad of Nayim. So the ideal time to recite Kiddush Levana is on Motzei Shabbos, when people are still wearing their Shabbos clothing, right when Shabbos is over. Then the Rama says that's only if Leil Motzei Shabbos is before the 10th of the month, then you wait till Motzei Shabbos, because if it's later than the 10th of the month, then if you wait, you may miss the chance to recite Kiddush Levana, because Sos V'Van Kiddush Levana is the midway point between the last Molad and the coming Molad. So usually that's around the 15th of the month, and if you wait too long, you may miss it if you'll have cloudy nights in succession. And then the Rama quotes from the Maharil, "Ein mikachin osa b'motzei Shabbos shechal bo yontif." Even though in general the preference is to recite Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, but if yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, then we don't recite Kiddush Levana on that Motzei Shabbos because it's also yontif. And then the Mishnah Berurah there comments, Siv Katan Yud Beis, Mikol Shekein She'ein Mekachin Asa B'Leil Shabbos. And just as you don't recite Kiddush Levana on yontif, you definitely don't recite Kiddush Levana on Friday night on Shabbos itself. The hard bit of him never was that many reasons given. I'll pick Kabbalah. When we call Malcolm and Lo Kitchu at Shabbos Vyantiv, Yavor, Hazman, Bavadi, Mutu, the Kaddish Gam, Shabbos Vyantiv. I feel it be Chidi. However, if you're going to miss the boat, if you don't recite it Shabbos Friday night, then you're going not going to have a chance afterwards. That's the last time you can recite it. Then you're allowed to do so. So what is this basis for this minhag originally of not reciting Kiddush Levana on Yantiv? And by extension, not reciting Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. So the source of the Ramah quotes is from Hagei Maharil. The Maharil writes, this is in Hilchos Shavuos, in Minhagei Maharil. Maharil, lo yam mekadesh Levana b'shum yontav shechal b'motzei Shabbos, kegon Chag HaShavuos, that the Maharil would never recite Kiddush Levana on a yontav that falls on Motzei Shabbos, like Shavuos. V'yav taima k'shem sheyesh tchumin lamata, kach yesh tchumin lamala. What was the reason that he gave? He said that just as there's a problem or there's a notion of tchumin on this on the earth, so you're not allowed to travel outside of your tchum on Shabbos or yontiv. Kach yesh tchumin lamala. So too, there's also tchumin in the atmosphere, tchumin in the sky. And somehow reciting Kiddush Levana, which is akin to being Mekabel Pnei Shechina, as we saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so that means on some level that you are traveling outside of the Tchum, because they're tchumin lamala and the asara, as we'll see, they're tchumin in the air, and that's a problem on yantif. So that's the first reason the Maril gives. Then he says, "V'o dinir birka salavana kein techna, v'ein la b'yantif." That the bracha on kiddush levana is like a supplication, like a techina that we don't recite on yantif. We don't recite general bakashos on Shabbos or yantif. Amnam heyed al rabba mufak marash deloya makbid. The Maril said his rebbe wasn't so makbid about this. Vayam mekadosh gam b'yantif masay Shabbos. And he had no compunction about reciting kiddush levana on a yantiv, which is Motzai Shabbos. So let's try to unpack these reasons that the Maril gives. Number one, this issue of Tchumen Lamala. So that relates to a Shaila the Gemara raises in Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph Bayi Rev Chananya Yesh Tchumen Lamala Miyasara. Oh, Ein Tchumen Lamala Miyasara. Is there a notion of Tchumen if you travel in the air above 10 Tvachim and travel more than 2,000 amas outside of your city, is that a violation of Tuchumin? So the Gemara tries to bring rayas, and the Gemara doesn't have a firm conclusion as to whether there are Tuchumin lamala me asara. So how is this at all relevant to the question of Kiddush Levana? Chuvas HaRashba Chelek Dalid Simen Memches addresses this same issue. The Rashba was writing well before the Minhage Maril. So the Shoel was referencing the Smack, who was quoted as saying that we don't recite Kiddush Levana on Friday night because of this issue of Tchumen Lamala Me'asara Mekabla Pnei Hashchina. So the Maril didn't make it up. It's already quoted by the Shoel in the Rashba. And the Rashba says, so number one, as far as the question itself, whether Tchumen Lamala Me'asara, the Rashba thinks that ain't Tchumen Lamala Me'asara, because after all, Tchumen in general are derabbanan, and it's an ibaydal ifshit, that's an unresolved question in the Gemara. So if you have an unresolved question on a din derabbanan, the principle of safek derabbanan lekula. So even as far as the real question of Tchumen Lamala Me'asara, Tchumen in the air, you have the right to be makel because it's a suffix on an iser derabbanan. But then he says, why is that even relevant here at all? Mikol makom leinyan birka salavana lo yadati ma inyan zeh shel tchumen beberka salavana. What does one have to do with the other? V'chi im lo haya be'efshar lahakbil pnei rabo ela mimercha gadol shiyeh b'neihem lo yikabel panav. You'll only be makabel your rebbe if you're far away. So if it means that you're jumping to greet the Levana, so you can't reach the Levana even on a weekday. We're not davening to the moon. Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't in a specific place. He's not lamal me'asar tvachim. He's not above the tchum. So this notion of being mekabel pnei hashchina has no relevance to the question of tchumin lamal me'asara. And therefore, the Rashba says, irrespective of what we assume in this question of tchumin lamal me'asara or not, that should have no relevance to birchas levana and should not in any way be an impediment to reciting kiddush levana on a Friday night. Similarly, Shuvas HaBach Simen Pei. So the Bach says that 1 year in Krakow, the Levana wasn't visible on Motzai Yom Kippur, and it wasn't visible on the 12th of Tishrei, it wasn't visible on the 13th of Tishrei, the 14th of Tishrei. And the last time they could recite Kiddush Levana was the first night of Sukkot. So is that appropriate to recite Kiddush Levana on the first night of Sukkot against the minhag quoted by the Maharil? That was the Shaila asked to the Bach. And the Bach says it's hard to understand exactly what the rationale of the minhag in the Maril is. He says, if literally he means somehow that we're going to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, and that's Lamala Miyasar, Mekabel Pnei Rabbo, then he says, Kevin Sark Adam Lira says, Asma Kilo Yatza Lakras Rabbo Lakal Panav, Hilkach Yetzel Lachutz. So that's why a person has to recite Kiddush Levana outside. Not supposed to be under the roof. It's supposed to be out in the open in order to be Mekabel, Pnei, Hashchina. But he says, that's all nice. That's a nice idea. But that's only a lechachila. Kolze eno ela kepeda ba'alma v'zrizis yisera lechachila hecha de'efshar. So that's a nice, hecha de'efshar levarech akrakach. So that's a nice thing when possible. All things being equal, better not to recite Kiddush Levana on Friday night. And he says, even, but if it's impossible, if the only time you have is Friday night, then say Friday night. And he says, you even see that in the Lashon the Maril. The Maril said that his Rebbe wasn't Makbid. It sounds like it means his Rebbe wasn't Makbid. His Rebbe had no problem reciting Kiddush Levana Friday night, even lechachila, and the Maril himself was makbid, meaning all things being equal, the Maril avoided it. But if the Maril would have been stuck with no other opportunity than to recite Kiddush Levana on Friday night, then even the Maril would have no problem doing so. And therefore, in this situation in Krakow, where the moon wasn't visible from say, Yom Kippur until Sukkot, then you can recite Kiddush Levana first night of Sukkot without a problem. Similarly, Chuvas HaRadvaz, Chelek Dalid, Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel, Chelek Dalid, Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel, doesn't really understand this notion of Tchumen Lamala Meyasara in this context. His suggestion is that to the extent that there's such a minhag, based a little bit on Derech Kabbalah, that on Friday night we're greeting the Pnei HaMelech when we make Kiddush, and then we're Malava the Melech out after Avdallah, so then it's appropriate to recite Kiddush Levana after Avdallah, but not on Friday night. The Ba'al also raises another suggestion as to what the rationale for this minhag is of not reciting Kiddush Levana on Friday night. So he says, in the Shoel raised another concern that Hayanir Lehem, those people that said that you shouldn't recite Kiddush Levana Friday night, Hayanir Lehem Shiesh Isser Bidavar, Nineshe Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So they raised the concern that if you're going to recite Kiddush Levana Friday night, somehow that's considered Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That is mixing together one Simcha with another simcha, simcha of Shabbos, with the simcha of Kiddush Levana. That's questionable. Is there such a notion of simcha and Shabbos at all? Teferis Yisrael raises this also on the Mishnayos, Moi Katan Perek Aleph. To note that some of the sources we're quoting tonight, I found in a combination of the following two Parsha sheets from a number of years ago, the Madani Asher from a couple of years ago, and Beya Heichal. So just to give credit to those two sources for some of the Marmakomas we're quoting, the Teferis Yisrael in the Mishnayos in Moed Katan, that's in the sugya of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, in the context that you're not allowed to get married on Yontiv, because that's a violation of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan. So the Teferis Yisrael there says, some people wanted to use this notion of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha to explain why there's no Kiddush Levana on Yontiv. And he says, Lulei d'mistafina nearly d'lamas d'abra. That doesn't make any sense, says the Teferis Yisrael. Dim kein kol simcha ya'asr b'yontiv. Then it should be asr to have any kind of simcha on Yontiv. And that's not the case. There's a special reason why chasen is an extreme kind of simcha, so that you don't mix with yontif. But a lower grade simcha, there's no violation of experiencing other lower grade simchas on the b'chlal. It's questionable. And yontif, there definitely is the notion of simcha. But what the Bach quotes, that some people explain the reason you don't say Kiddush Shabbat on Friday night is because of Ein Ma'ariv v'Simcha b'Simcha on Shabbos. That's highly questionable whether there's any notion of Simcha on Shabbos at all. Nidin Mekubet says in Ksubis, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, says explicitly that, based on a Rambam, that the whole notion of Ein Ma'ariv v'Simcha b'Simcha is only relevant on Yontif. When it comes to Yontif, there's a notion of mixing Simcha b'Simcha, where it says v'Samachta v'Chagecha. But when it comes to Shabbos, there's no source of Simcha on Shabbos. So to talk about Ein Ma'ariv v'Simcha b'Simcha in any context in Shabbos is questionable whether there's any basis for such an idea. Yishabrua, that we started with, where he notes that there are various reasons given for this minhag of not reciting Kiddush Levana L'Chachila Friday night, so in the Shaar Tzion, he quotes another consideration, Al Pi Pshuto Yesh Lomar, Mishum De Osin Es HaMitzvah B'Simcha, V'Ragel Lav Alidei Rikudim. When you recite Kiddush Levana, you do it in the state of Simcha, and then you come to dance. V'Zeh Aser B'Shabbos, Aser B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. After Rikunin Shal Mitzvah, Yitiru come up with some story, even though there are situations where we allow dancing for the sake of a mitzvah, Shani Hasan Diyash Shalitchas Hayom. When it comes to Simchas Torah, you can't delay Simchas Torah, so then we allow you to dance. Mashenkin Hacha. The Afshalasa Samitzvah, Mikodim Shabbos, Alitchas Acha Shabbos. Here you can do it before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Then you should avoid doing it on Shabbos to be in a situation of coming to dance from the of Kiddush Levana. The Stei Chemed has another consideration as to what the basis of this minhag may be. Stei Chemed in his Maracha on Rosh Hashanah, Simen Beis, or Perek Beis, Simen Beis. So he suggests that just as our minhag is not to recite Tashlich when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, out of a concern that maybe someone's going to carry the machzor in order to have a text to recite Tashlich from and violate an Isser of Hadzah by carrying outside. So here as well, maybe the consideration of not reciting Kiddush Levana on Friday night is that we only say it once a month, so it's not, people don't know it by heart, and you may come to carry a sitter outside and violate the Isser of Hadzah. So that's a pragmatic consideration to avoid, not what the Maril says, but a pragmatic consideration to avoid reciting Kiddush Levana on Friday night so as not to potentially violate an Isser Hodsa. Shuvah Shvus Yaakov, Chela Gimel Simen Lamed Aleph in the 1700s, a little bit after the Bach. So he also recorded a Maisa Shahaya where the moon wasn't visible for a fair amount of time in Prague in 1725, in the month of Shvat. And they were faced with a situation there. The Shaila was, it wasn't the last night to recite Kiddush Levana, it was the penultimate night to recite Kiddush Levana, but they were worried that it was cloudy till now. If they're going to wait till Motzei Shabbos, which would be the last night, maybe it'll be cloudy then again. So there, the Shvus Yaakov also allows reciting Kiddush Levana on Friday night, even though it's not the absolute last night possible. And he there quotes an additional consideration why there would be an objection to reciting Kiddush Levana on Friday night under normal circumstances. He says that the psukim tell us that the celestial beings, including the celestial spheres, sorry, including the moon, are la'oso sulamo'adim, vayu la'oso sulamo'adim. And we know that Shabbos and Yontif also is considered an os. And the reason that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif is because you already have the Oath of Shabbos, so there's no need for the Oath of Tefillin. That's the discussion, Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Gaonim. Do you wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? That hinges on the question is whether Chol HaMoed is also considered to be an Oath or not, because of the quasi level of Isra Malacha that exists on Chol HaMoed. So Shmuel Yaakov quotes, maybe that's a consideration here. He rejects it. He says that doesn't, it's not true. But apparently people thought that to recite Kiddush Levana on Shabbos would be inappropriate because you're compromising the oaths of Shabbos by focusing on the oaths of the Levana. So he says that's ridiculous. Hevel b'piyam nishtaka davar v'lo namar. You should never say such a thing, because if that was the case, that you're not allowed to acknowledge anything in the sky on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then if you saw a rainbow on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then you shouldn't be able to say the bracha on the rainbow either, because there the pasuk also says, "I saw the oath bris in Yubein Aretz." So he says that's not a real reason for not reciting Kiddush Levana on Friday night. But even there are some Rishonim that are more explicit that if there's a need to recite Kiddush Levana Friday night, you're allowed to do so. Hagos Minhagim on the Minhagim of Rabbi Isaac Mitarana, Os Kuf Nun Gimel, page 123. So it says there, Ha'olam Regilim Lizar Milakadish Halavana Belele Shabbos V'yantiv. The minhag is to avoid Kiddush Levana on Friday night. Aval Mori HaKadosh Kiddush B'Leil Yom Kippur. But he says, his Rebbe said Kiddush Levana even on the night of Yom Kippur. Tam Shema Yushkulim Vitei Mitzvah Zumachras. Maybe that'll be another schluss. Right, that's the position of the Vilna Gaon, even though the Ramah says that our minhag is only to recite Kiddush Levana after Motzei Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, because we're not in a state of Simcha before that. And the Gaon thought that it's better to recite it before Yom Kippur to add another schluss. But here in the Agos Minhagen, the Isaac Tirana, he says his Rabbi Lechachila recited Kiddush Levana on Yom Kippur itself in order to have another schluss. Amnam Reisi Bekisei Marim Shemarash. That's Maril's Rabbi Kiddush Gamkem Pam Achas Belel Shabbos. V'Amar Lo Da Olam Nagu Lachush Mishim Iser Chusat Chum Vaya Hasar Zal Misachek B'Tam. That they told this Marash that people were careful not to recite Kiddush Levana on Friday night because of this Tchumen issue, and he laughed at them. Achagach Masa Gadol Tam Zebesef Raguda, who said the same thing, but he didn't think he had to be Choshesh for that reason. Yosef Ometz, that's Minhagi Frankfurt, the middle of the trilogy of Minhagi Frankfurt, the Leket Yosher, the Talmud Truma Sedesh from the 1500s, the Yosef Ometz in the 1600s, then the Noah Kitzan Yosef, I think it was in the 1700s. Then the Yosef Ometz, he writes, Dina Kiddush Levana Simon Tuf Samaches, Afilu Im Yiyya Lel Shabbos V'yira Be'enav Chashash Gadol Levaris Hazman, Yesh Lo Lekatsha V'Shabbos, that if you're going to miss the boat, then you recite Kiddush Levana even on Shabbos, because even though in general we avoid it because of the Maril, but at the end of the day, the Maril's reason is Cholish V'Cholish Ma'od. It's a weak and flimsy reason. Not clear why that should concern us. U'b'makom mitzvah overes a lachishlo. So it's an old minhag not to recite it Friday night, so we're not going to mess with the minhag under normal circumstances. But if you have no choice, so then you recite Kiddush Levana Friday night. So when it comes to the Maril's context about not reciting it on Motzei Shabbos that falls on Shavuos, so then you still have a few days to recite Kiddush Levana. But if it's last night, you have no choice, then there's no problem reciting it on Friday night. And he says that's what he was knowing based on Rabbeinu Yeshaya Bezin of Frankfurt, that was the son of the Shalah. The Gam and Hakti Achaim Gedolim Tovim, many other greater Rabbanim did the same thing, to recite Kiddush Levana Friday night when that was the last possible opportunity. And he says that's what happened Shabbos Nachamu 16 1736. And he says, in that case, they recited Friday night, but they didn't make an announcement. They weren't mefarsem that they were reciting it, but they still recited it Berov Am. And that was the conclusion of the Shvus Yaakov, also that we quoted Chela Gimel, Simen Lamed Aleph, the mice in Prague in Shvat 1725. Right, the Yosef Omer is talking about 1636, I guess, and the Shvus Yaakov is 1725, that they recited Kiddush Levana on a Friday night when that was the last possible opportunity. So this minhag now reciting Kiddush Levana on a Friday night goes back a long time, well back into the Tkufas HaRishonim. Some of the Rishonim, as we saw, were skeptical about it. Others endorsed it, but it seems like the consensus is it's very unclear what the real reason is. Whenever you have many reasons given for something, then it's clear that it's not so apparent what the real origin of the minhag is. And that's why, if push comes to shove, if the last possible opportunity to recite Kiddush Levana is on a Friday night, then in principle, there's nothing wrong reciting it Friday night. And that was a Maaseh Shehayu with many of us a couple of weeks ago in Chodesh Shvat of 2023. Okay. Have a great Shabbos, everyone.
All right. Thank you. Good Shabbos.